relax like this until it's time to wake session. And you will continue to relax like this until it's time to wake session. And you will continue to relax like this until it's time.
A turn in a moment and leave me without your own breath to breathe.
I need that pharmacy.
Easy.
I could always find a way to make it through. As I walked on, it grew harder. Walls closing in around me and blocking my view. If you're flying, are you falling? Are you walking? Are you crawling? We are stumbling in the twilight. Just let us hold on till the morning.
When you're spiraling, heading down, or is it time to turn your life around? Are you staring down the barrel of your own disbelief? Remember who you are, remember where you're coming from. Remember life can take a turn in a moment and leave you without your own breath to breathe.
I need that pharmacy.
Thank you.
We just heard from Bauer with 333. Before that, we heard from Hot Chip with Fire of Mercy. Elmo Weber and James Merodina with Waxation. William Orbit with Adam Dream. Dave Divish with Time Pass. My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult with Cooler Than Jesus. Philomena Kunk on Earth with Pump Up the Jam. Big Thief with Vampire Empire. Montau with Costa del Mercy. Yumi and the Weather with Will You Ever Love Me. And then before that, I think we heard from Lavelle with F Echo. Right here on listener-supported WFMU, Sheena's Jungle Room. I'm Mike Rogers, and this is the Color Red Radio Show. Hope you're enjoying it. Next song up, here is Kenny Beats with Hot Hand.
No, señor. Eso sí es. Palma.
Control for all the bases. brain.
No data sensor transceiver combination. Recording everything we say and do.
You know what? That guy's voice, he said, brain? My brain? You don't want my brain. You know who that is? That's Dr. Zachary Smith.
to another another place. There's something in your DNA.
Babushka, babushka, babushki, ay, 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 ay. Color Red Radio with your host, Mike Rogers.
I played the wrong song again. Sorry about that. I'm a little bit spaced out. From Elmo Weber once again with Lydia's Secret, the alternative version one. Before that, Grinda with You Said, Sunking with My Mind is an Oven, DJ Trotsky featuring Adango with a Babushka, Craig David with DNA R&B version, Main Pass 16-bit, I don't think I was supposed to read that part, and Chris Iannuzzi with Distant Suns, and starting off that set was Yule with Fish in the Pool. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Mike Rogers. This has been Color Red Radio, and I'm going to leave you with Lavelle with Job Well Done. And we'll see you back here next week at the same time. Until then, you have a great week and a great day. See you later. Bye. Thank you.
I'll throw my love with you. A little sister, don't you?
Welcome to another episode of the Born Too Late program, coming at you from Sheena's Jungle Room on listener-supported WFMU. This week, our guest is the guitar player and singer of the Phoenix-based band The Limit Club, who released their fourth album titled Kid Bitchin' on Phantom Cat Records. Our guest has another band. He started with his sister, simply called Feratu. This guy's a DJ. He's a comic book fanatic. He's well-versed in rock and roll lore, and we'll get into all of this. Please welcome Nick Feratu to the Born Too Late program. Hey, Nick.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Can you hear everything all right?
Everything loud and clear.
All right, perfect.
So, first of all, I want to thank you for lending me a slice of your evening.
Of course. Sounds like it's going to be fun anyway.
Yeah, I hope so, man. if not, it's all my fault. I want to start off by telling you something that might creep you out a little.
Okay.
So I've seen your band. I've seen your band live. I know what you look like. So I've seen you a few times, and every time I see you, I want to say, hey, you know, like I want to say, hey, Nick. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I know him, but he doesn't know me. So the first time was a few years ago. My friend and I got into the Aquaman, like advanced screening, and I'm fairly either it was if it wasn't you, it was somebody that looked a lot like you, but you were there and I saw him. I'm like, oh, there's that dude from the Limit Club. And I'm like, he probably doesn't want to be bothered. Second time, most recent, was at the Cure. Uh-huh. I walked right by you going the opposite direction. And I almost be like, hey, dude. And then I'm like, oh yeah, he doesn't know me, so I'm not gonna waste his time.
Dude, that Cure night was a crazy evening because I ran into so many people that I hadn't seen in, you know, years, some of them. But yeah, it was like an impromptu reunion. I ran into people from California that I'm friends with, and like
really?
Yeah, like old music acquaintances that I hadn't seen in a couple years. And it's just like, wow, everybody loves the Cure. So it was a good night.
That show was so, I mean, this might sound really stupid because of course every show is for fans, but I feel like that show in particular catered to the hardcore Cure fan.
I think I agree because they didn't just play, you know, they could very easily go out and just do, you know, the top 10 hits and call it a night and then everything would be just fine. But they were doing deep cuts. They did stuff from like soundtracks that never made it onto proper albums, and it was just, I was overwhelmed. It was just so good. There was one moment in particular that I just burst into tears. Oh, it was when they started playing Pictures of You. I couldn't help it. It was just like, wow, to hear it in its full splendor live like that was just exhilarating. It was excellent.
You know, you're not the first person that has told me that. I've had several people say there were times when I was in tears. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's something about, first of all, they sounded amazing.
They sure did.
Second of all, the stage and the lights and the graphics behind him were so stunning.
Yeah.
That it was just, I don't blame him for being totally overcome because, yeah.
Would you agree that was almost like a psychedelic show? The lights and all the displays and stuff like that. It was just kind of mind blowing, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was phenomenal. It's one of the best shows I've ever been to, but like you said, now it was a lot of deep cuts, plus some hits mixed in, but 3 hours.
Yeah.
Not for the casual Cure fan.
Yeah. And so, you know, as a musician, you try to play the average set is around an album's length of material. So for like a punk rock band, that's probably 45 minutes of material. But for the Cure, they just gave you like so much stuff to chew on. 20, I think it was 28 songs or something like that. And the Cure don't have short songs. All of their stuff is between 4 and some of their more operatic stuff goes on for like 8 minutes. And it's like, they really gave you everything you could hope for as a fan. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And a friend of mine mentioned something, and I don't know if you've heard otherwise, but have you heard any negative feedback from that tour?
Nope.
Yeah. Isn't that
not wild?
Wild?
Yeah, you know, I think that they've reached a level of cultural importance that it's hard to deny them now. You know, like when they were younger, I think a lot of people were very hit or miss with them because, you know, they were very emotional. They had an emotional quality that a lot of bands are afraid to get into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, vulnerability.
Yes, kinda. Vulnerability, absolutely. And so I think that turned a lot of people off. But for anybody with a real